And I'm delighted now to welcome Dr. Jake Prishkulnik. He is with the Just for Grins Pediatric Dentistry Practice, and he is here to talk about an innovative program to save young people's teeth. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here.
So tell us about this Buy Back Halloween Candy program.
Well, this is our second annual Halloween Buy Back Candy program. What we do is we ask the kids to bring their unopened candy to our dental practice. We buy the candy from them. We pay one crisp dollar for 1 pound of candy. What we do with the candy, we give it to the Blue Star mothers. Those are mothers who have kids or children or relatives in the military, in the armed forces. And during the holidays, they pack the candy as part of the packing material for their care packages that they send to their soldiers. So we are partnering with them, and we are donating all the candy to the Blue Star mothers.
So that the teeth of our military can suffer rather than the teeth of our children.
Well, we don't look at candy as so evil. It's the habits of brushing and keeping good oral health is what keeps nice smiles in our mouths. We also send to the soldiers toothbrushes and toothpaste and flosses, and we hope that everybody maintain good oral health.
So why did you decide to do this?
Well, this program have been running nationwide with different offices before we started it here. This is only our second annual. I thought that this is a great way to incorporate health and candy and something good for our armed forces soldiers.
So if people want to participate, kids, their motivation is, well, a crisp dollar per pound of candy. If they want to participate in actually giving up their Halloween candy for this reason, what should they do? Where should they go?
Great question. We are going to open our doors Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning. From 10 o'clock to 2, we'll start doing the weigh-ins. And during the week, the following week, from 8:30 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, as the office is open, we will weigh in candy and give away dollars. Our office is on 490B West Zia Road in Santa Fe. That's where the Albertson, the Office Max, and the Cancer Institute building. And we will be there and waiting for the kids. They can come in with customs, but not with the vampire teeth. We may pull those out.
How did it go last year?
Last year we collected 400 pounds of candy.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Are the parents the real motivation behind this?
I think it's actually a great community event. We had parents bringing their kids. We had kids coming in. Last year we partnered with a bank that gave us piggy banks to entice the kids to save more money. We had old folks who had leftover candy who came and just donated their candy to us. And overall, it went wonderful. And in December, we went all to, with the Blue Star Mothers, we proudly delivered 400 pounds of candy. And it was a great day of packing 250 care packages to the soldiers.
Dr. Jake Prishkulnik is with the Just for Grins Pediatric Dentistry Practice, and I suppose that it's not only about saving their teeth, but really better eating habits. The amount of fructose and sugar and chocolate that goes into your system the day after Halloween is pretty high.
Absolutely. It's about good eating habits, about oral hygiene, which means brushing and flossing twice a day for the right amount of time. It's about adult brushing the kids' teeth, because children do not have good hand dexterities to reach all the places that they have to reach, and definitely to cut down on the sugar.
Dr. Jake, thank you so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And if people have questions, can they call this?
Absolutely.
Can they call the number 428-7878?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt are standing by. We'll be back in just a second.